ends this year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Shlomo Gittelman, Shlita, Yishadav Rachav Aslach Bachom Asay Yadav. We are continuing our series on the Memches Kinyani Torah, B'siyata Dishmaya. And now we are on the second Kinyan after we had B'Talmud with learning, many different Peirush and what that means. We had a shir on that. Obviously a lot more to say. We can't say it all in one shot. Now we have Bishmias Oz HaOzen, with the listening of the ear. This shir is based on the Sefer Ohalei Shem on Kinyani Torah. So the second Kinyan is Shmias HaOzen, by hearing Divrei Torah, your Kone Divrei Torah. And the Tiferes Yisrael is Ma'or, that Lechora, the word HaOzen is Muteres. It's superfluous. Of course you hear with your ear. What are you going to hear with your elbow? So why did the Tana have to say this? Answers the Tiferes Yisrael, that the Tana is coming to tell us that in order to be Kone Torah, you need Hakshava Gedola. You need great listening, something that's very timely in our generation, where we have the generation where people, it's hard for them to focus, either because of ADD, ADHD, or various other ailments, or because they're just so busy with their phones and with just so much going on at once. So there's a big inyan of Hakshava Gedola, listening. Rav Charlap writes in his Sefer, that one of his Svarim, one of his many, that human beings are different than animals, that we can listen. I mean, they hear sounds, animals, but to truly sit and listen, not just hear the words, that only human beings can do, and that's what differentiates us from animals. Chersha nosin lo dmei kulo. It says that when somebody causes someone else to become deaf, he has to pay for his entire being. It's like he killed him, because the human being is defied by his koach hashmia, nasev and nishma. That's Kabbalah Satara. That's what a human being, that's what we're here for. If a person can't hear, then he's really missing out. This whole world is about hearing. Hearing the words that are taught to us. So a person has to be miyached himself, has to focus on listening, not just in a superficial way, but really listening, active listening, focusing on what the person is saying. I'm not talking here about in general, you should also listen when people speak, but particularly when one's learning, when the Rebbe is talking, to really focus on what the Rebbe is saying and not have your mind going in 100 different directions. I heard from one of the Rebbe's Choyzerim, one of the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Choyzerim, who used to write down, the Rebbe would speak for 7 hours on Friday night, and afterwards they had a group of Choyzerim who would write down everything he said. So one of the tricks that he said to remember 7 hours of speech is that normally when we hear, our mind's already working, we're connecting it to this, we're thinking about that. And he said that in order to remember, you can't be analytical. You just have to completely absorb like a sponge what the person is saying, and then it sticks with you. So that's an inyan of listening. A lot of times when someone's speaking, we're just waiting for them to finish so we can say what we want to say, but we're not really hearing what they're saying. So first hear and then think and then analyze and then talk. But really listen. A lot of times we're already talking before we actually physically speaking, but in our mind we're already answering them. Then you're not listening anymore. So Shmias HaOzen, listen to what the Rebbe is saying. Reb Simcha Zissel of Kelm says, Vayikra Maimer Shinayin Tes, Tov Ligdor Shel Lahapi T'ona V'ona B'Shas HaLimud. You shouldn't look here and there when you're learning. Why not? In order to focus. Rashi says that the Dayanim have to wrap themselves in their talis, in their cloak, Shabbos 10a. So they shouldn't look here and there. They should be focused, not looking on a viana. Marganisa Tov at the end of Sefer Avos Chesed Os Chafav, he writes, Shelo liros mi bachutz b'emtza limud. Shelo lizbatel kavanasov lo yistakel arak b'mashalome. Don't look, I have a friend like that. I used to watch him learn. It was amazing. Normally you're sitting and learning, people walk by, you look up. He never looked up. He's always focused on his Sefer. It's an avoda because you're curious who's walking by. As they say in Kelm, once there was a whole group, the king came, or soldiers came, whoever it was, a lot of people, a whole talucha, a whole march, come walking. Not one Talmud lifted their head up to see what was going on. They all focused on their learning. It says in the Gemara in Erevin 65a, Hilchsa Bait Slusa Kiyoma Distina, Amar Bai Armeli Aim Karev Kutcha, Amar Avi Karatsan Kina Lo Tanai, Marbre Dravina Avdalaim, Shiva Mane Lashiva Yom, Shiva Mane Lashiva Yome. If the study of halacha requires clarity, as on a day when the north wind blows and clears the skies, you need clarity. Abai said that if my stepmother says to me, bring me a dish of kutach, I can no longer study Torah in my usual fashion, because then I'm not focused anymore on my learning. Similarly, Rabbi says, if I'm bitten by a louse, I can no longer learn in my usual manner. The mother of Mar Baravina would prepare 7 garments for him for the 7 days of the week so he wouldn't be bitten by the lice found in old clothes. So, again, you see, when you're learning, you have to focus, and that's the Shmias Ozen. Really listening, active listening, focusing on what the person's saying. Sichas Musa, Reb Chaim brings the Gemara Nedarim, Maimer Tzadi Beis, 50a. The Rabbi Akiva comes to his house after 12 years. And he hears his wife saying, famous Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, quoted thousands and thousands of times, that if he would listen to her, he would stay there another 12 years. And Rabbi Akiva said, that's true. Goes back to learn. He doesn't even come in to give her a Shalom Aleichem. So everybody asks, Reb Chaim asks, where's that Karas HaTov? And the famous Teretz is that 12 plus 12 isn't 24. You need a Ritzifus. And again, the same idea that when you're learning, you have to be focused on what you're learning, and once you get into other things, you lose it. You lose your focus. So there has to be Shmias Ozen. You have to put away the phone. The studies have been shown that even when the phone is, you're not on the phone, but just the fact that it's out there already distracts you. In the Medrash Shmuel, he explains that Shmias Ozen is biyachas l'talmud that hears divrei Torah me'rabo. Sheyada ozno l'shmo as divrei rabosav. V'myetom ozmom l'shmo l'kol morav sha'achas evshir kibosav shah nevdim minar margolis tova. If he seals off his ear from hearing his rebbeim, even 1 hour, it could be that at that time he's going to lose a great pearl. Right? You're missing out. The Rebbe says a great vort. You're going to miss out. So hearing every word. And not only that, but sometimes you miss for a moment. You miss for a minute and then you get back into it, but you lost this train of thought. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Drash Moshe, beginning of Parashas Amor, Mizei Shlomo Kol Misaskim Mechinuch LeMetorah Sheyadu Avadei LeKol Kamet Varam Koshim Odish Bavodis HaKodish Zem Mitzaretzev Talmidim Mimedemudim Barapam Gam Mitzarorim Mekol Gon Tzorech Adas Chashivas Mimshem Olechas HaChinuch. I have to know how important Chinuch is, says Rav Moshe, and it's a hard job. And the Sefer Zichron Shmuel and the Sichos and Maimer Dali Kinar Yisov O'Aveyu, he brings from the Saba Mikel and the Pasuk in Mishlei, Chanoch Lenar Al Pidarko, Gam Ki Yaskin Lo Yasser Mimeno. That what this means is, Yishla Hargila Senar Belechas HaChinuch. That when he gets old, he won't veer from the Chinuch. He'll constantly be Mischanech. So you have to accustom yourself when you're young to be a listener, to be a sponge, to understand what the Rebbe says, and then, of course, to be a Mosif HaHolech. After the Rebbe teaches you and you've absorbed what he said, then you take it further. You add on your own ideas, your own chidushim. But you have to accustom yourself to being a listener. And we understand why this is a Kenyan Torah, because that's how one is Kona Torah, by listening and hearing every word that's being said and not missing. In the Sefer Lechem Shemayim, he writes, "Achas sherogel al lashon al lashon ator yechazer achar rav sheyishma v'yakabli menu v'yoreu v'yaskileu v'lomar hashmi astam b'yadua sheozen u'kli lachush hashema yisir lomar pi rav le'ozno avishan lo zechel yos lov le'lev shomea." Why shmi as ozen? So he said, after you know the lashon of the Torah, so find a good rabbi. And it says shmi as ozen. What about the lev? So later on we get to binas halev. That's a further kinyan. But first, let it go into your ears, even if you don't understand it at the time. Rav Futner says, when you learn something, and even if you don't understand it, it opens up new brain pathways. I've noticed that. Sometimes I didn't understand it at the time, but it opened up new vistas for me, even though I wasn't fully holding with what was being said. And then later I understood it. Or, even if you don't understand it 100%, you understand it 80%, 60%. It's also something. That's 60% more than you had before. So Shmias Ozen, even if it's not in your lave, even if you don't have Shmias Sichlis, but at least let it go into your ears. It's also a big inyan. You hear a shir. So you wish you understood the whole shir. But it could be a complex shir. But there should at least be Shmias Ozen, at least hear what was said and get as much as you can. And Eid Adam Omer Al Dibir Rabba Adlach Arbaim Shana Chazal tells. And it takes 40 years to fully understand. If you understand it before, it's a chisaron in your avana. So vada, you need Shmias Ozen, because anyway you're not supposed to get what your Rebbe says until 40 years later. And if you get it before, it's a chisaron. It's supposed to be that way. It takes time for things to sink in. A lot of times it takes life experience. A lot of times it means learning other things. And then it comes together, but just keep hearing. Keep hearing. Hear shir from this one, hear shir from that one. Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the Ruach Chaim says, "Kama shekasuv v'techi nafshechem, ki chush hashmia mashu shomea me'odem, tifol yosim mashu ro'a b'svarim." What you hear is more of a roshim than what you read in a sefer. So I love that. I also feel that. When you're learning sometimes in a sefer, it's geshmak, it's gevaldik. But when you hear it from someone's mouth, it's a lot more powerful. Not only that, a lot of times people learn things by video or by audio. It's recorded, but it's much more powerful when you're in the room with the person. Your neshama is with their neshama. So of course, if you can't, you're sitting on an airplane, you're sitting in your car, so of course it's better to hear it recorded than not hear anything. But the Shmias Ozen, to be present, and not only to see it in a sefer, but to hear how the person said it, the idea of Torah Shebaal Peh, that it makes much more of a roshem, it makes much more of an impact when it's Baal Peh, when it's said and not written. Okay, so we should all be Zochem Yitz Hashem to the meat of Shmias Ozen, to be able to really hear, listen, not miss a thing, absorb. And even if we don't understand it now, we'll understand it later. And to actualize our human potential of being listeners and making the other person feel, it's also Midas Tovos, by the way, making the other person feel that they're heard. As someone who's spoken in public once or twice in his life, I can tell you that it helps a lot when I see that the audience is listening. They're following. As opposed to sometimes you just see blank faces. You say, do they understand what I'm saying? They're not understanding. So then maybe they're not even listening. Just because they're looking at you doesn't mean they're listening. And I know that's true, because a lot of times I'm looking at somebody and I'm not listening. And I'm only saying that as a criticism of myself. It's not a compliment. I'm not proud of it at all. It says, Midos Tovos. A lot of the Memches Kinyanim relate to good Midos. Midos Tovos is Shmias Ozen, that it should be evident that there's Shmias Ozen, that the person feels that he's being understood as much as you can understand. So, Mirtz Hashem, we will continue with more Midos, Shatara Niknes Behem, more Kinyanim, and hopefully we'll be Zocha to be Kona Torah, as we were put here to do. B'simcha b'tuv levav meirov kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.